Well, yesterday marked the 10th 80-degree day of the month. That's notable because the record is 11, at least when you go back to 1948, which is where the current thermometer is located at the International Airport. The last time that 11 80-degree days in the month of November occurred was in 1961. The remarkable part about that is that we're just barely halfway through the month. That means well more than the majority of the days in November have been 80-plus, and that's coming off an unseasonably cool October. So Mother Nature doing a little bit of a flip. And again, I talk about this all the time. There is no such thing as normal weather. It's just average weather. When you take a bunch of numbers, divide them by however many you have, and that's the average. Doesn't mean that that's typically what necessarily happens. And obviously, you're certainly seeing a good illustration of that now over the last 5 to 6 weeks after the cool October and the very warm end to October that has continued through the better part of the first half of November. Now some pretty significant changes, and we go below average for an extended period. I don't have temperatures reaching even average, which is about 73 to 75 over the next 7 to 9 days. I don't have it reaching that until at least the middle of next week as we approach Thanksgiving. So we're going to go into a stretch here of below average temperatures. It's not bitter, but it's certainly cool, and there'll be a fair amount of cloud cover for the majority of the time as well, thanks to upper-level winds out of the west and southwest pushing some upper-level moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico. It's not enough to really produce much in the way of significant rain, but it will produce cloud cover at times. And with that cloud cover, makes it feel even a little bit cooler. We did manage a little rain yesterday and overnight. As expected, the amounts have been very minor, less than a quarter of an inch across the board, and in many cases not measurable or just enough to spot the car. So we saw some more of that overnight with the cool front that's moving through early this morning. Now, you step out the door early this morning like, hey, wait a minute, there's no cool here. It's not very cold. Well, you're right. It's still very mild, and the cooler air is kind of seeping in, so the very mild temperatures that we're starting with today will not go up a whole lot. We reach the upper 60s to low 70s, hang there or even drop a bit with the cloud cover and the winds shifting to out of the northwest, and then that'll allow us to drop down into the 40s tonight, and then again, we stay cool tomorrow through Friday, right on into the weekend, largely dry, although this moisture that's coming off the Gulf and some weak disturbances every so often could produce a brief sprinkle or shower, but no significant rain, generally dry, and high temperatures that will struggle to reach 60 degrees tomorrow and Friday, into the mid-60s over the weekend, and nighttime lows that will be at least into the 40s, and near and west of Highway 301, western portions of Duval and Nassau into Baker County, may see a couple of nights there where we get down into the upper 30s. So pretty chilly, a pretty nice break, I think everyone would agree, time to get back to some fall weather, and it looks like we're headed there over the next 5 days. I will mention that the weather pattern does look more active next week as we head into Thanksgiving, wouldn't you know, right? A lot of people are traveling. In fact, some people will be traveling already this weekend if they have the whole week off of Thanksgiving. Travel weather this weekend looks generally pretty good, especially within a day's drive of Jacksonville. But much of the U.S. won't be dealing with anything terribly extreme, although it will be quite cold across the northern latitudes. But next week looks more active as we go through the week. And so we'll keep you up to date on that pattern and how it will be impacting holiday travel. Of course, Wednesday, the real big holiday travel day, right before the day before Thanksgiving, and then, of course, the weekend after. So lots to track, and it looks like multiple systems, and it's not out of the question we could try to get something trying to develop over the Gulf of Mexico. And by something, I mean we're still in the hurricane season, right? Low pressure looks like it'll be developing over the western and northern Gulf of Mexico toward the middle of the week and then move to the northeast. At this point, it does not look like it would be tropical in nature, or at least no worse than hybrid, so to speak, or subtropical. It won't be a purely tropical system or warm core system, but it should add to rainfall along the Gulf Coast and actually much of the southeastern U.S. extending northward from there, where it may turn eventually into some ice and snow. So that'll be a system to watch mid and late week. Again, I doubt it can go fully tropical, but an area of low pressure nonetheless over still pretty warm water over the Gulf of Mexico. More on that, of course, in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com, which I update every single day. And I am continuing to work on the Post Nicole blog entry talking about predicting that storm and forecasting it and what happened and all that good stuff. So let you know when that's complete. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.